Now for the mental in-tray, the list disease. So now you know how to remember appointments, but what about everyday chores and tasks that we never get around to doing? I must cut the grass. I must do something about the woodworm in the kitchen table. I must drop in on the old lady at the end of the road. I must join the health club. Don't those tasks seem to add up, and you never get around to doing any of them? Now, this can all become a bit stressful. You start to exaggerate the problem. Oh, there are so many things I should be doing, even though you could probably count them on the fingers of one hand. The answer, of course, is to order your chores by writing them down, which is why we have become a nation of list writers. But even this practice is not without its stresses. Bits of paper can get lost. Worse still, you can become an obsessive list maker, buying in truckloads of post-it pads and plastering your walls with memoranda. In extreme cases, you draw up the mother of all lists once a morning, detailing the lists that you must write during the day. Well, let me suggest a calm and effective alternative, the mental in-tray. Again, choose a simple journey with 10 stages. Now, it's important that the place holds happy memories for you. I use a hotel that I stayed at on a great holiday. Why not use somewhere from your honeymoon, providing it wasn't a disaster, or a scene from your childhood? This time, instead of getting you to form a journey, I want you to go on a journey with me. And this is a journey from a holiday resort that I went on a few years ago. Okay, try and picture this with me. These are the stages. I'm going to give you 10 stages now. First stage, a sunny beach. Okay, now just walk back there for a bit, and there's a bar just edging onto that beach. Okay, behind the bar, that leads to a restaurant, which is the third stage. Now, if you go through the window there, step out through the window, that'll take you onto the hotel drive. Going up from the drive, then you come to the main reception. Okay, we're on stage 5 at the moment. Leading on from there, you're now in the lounge. Okay, and from the lounge, you see a pool. At the back of the pool, there's a window leading into the bedroom. And just back from the bedroom, there's a jacuzzi. And that leads onto the balcony. Okay, we're going to need to go through this again. So with me, just imagine this. Sunny beach. Back from there, there's a bar. Then restaurant. Remember, you go through the window. Hotel drive. Picture this. Takes you to the reception. Then through to the lounge. The lounge backs onto the pool. The pool backs onto the bedroom, and just at the back of that there's a jacuzzi and then a balcony. Got that? Okay. So with that very pleasant setting in mind, we can now place 10 key images for typical chores that you might have to do. Okay. Go back to the sunny beach. This time, I want to picture your bank manager lazing himself in the sun. Just picture your bank manager on the sunny beach. Now that's to remind you that you've got to extend your overdraft. Okay, now go back there to the bar. This time, I want you to imagine that your plumber is there. And that's to remind you that there's a leak in the bathroom and you've got to fix that. So your plumber's at the bar there. Next stage is the restaurant. Now just picture your lawnmower on one of the tables there. What's that to remind you? You've got to cut the grass. Okay. Go through the window of the restaurant to the hotel drive. There is a large, dirty ashtray. And that's to remind you that you've got to stop smoking. You've got to do something about it. Okay. Now what's the next stage? It's the reception. Picture this. It's your aunt in tears. Your aunt in tears. That's to remind you that it's about time you sent a letter to her. Okay. Now you go to the lounge. This time, picture Superman in a phone box in the lounge. Now that should tell you that it's time to pay your phone bill. Okay, now we go to the pool area. In the pool is a car. Again, that's another trigger to remind you you've got to get your MOT done. Okay, the pool backs onto the bedroom. In the bedroom, a supermarket trolley. Picture that. That's wrapped up in the bedclothes. That's to remind you to do some shopping. Two more stages to go. The jacuzzi. In the jacuzzi is a camera. You've got to develop those photos. And finally, on the balcony, there's your vacuum cleaner. Yeah, you've got to hoover the house. Okay, see how many of those you can remember. It doesn't matter if you can't remember them. It's just really to demonstrate the principle of this, the mental in tray. Okay, back to the sunny beach. Who's there? Bank manager. Extend the overdraft. Okay, the bar. Plumber. Yeah, you've got to get that bathroom leak fixed. The restaurant. What do you see? The lawnmower? You've got to cut the grass. Hotel drive. That's right. You've got to stop smoking. It's the dirty ashtray. Who's that in tears at reception? Letter to relative. And in the lounge, you got to pay the phone bill, that Superman in the phone box. In the pool, got to get your MOT, it's your car. And in the bedroom, wrapped up in the bedclothes, yeah, it's the supermarket trolley, you got to do your shopping. Jacuzzi, develop those photos, it's the camera. And finally, what do you got to do in the house? You got to hoover it. Okay, can you see how the journey is preserving the order of the things you got to do, your mental in tray? So the bizarre image of a supermarket trolley tucked up in bed, bizarre as it is, can mean only one thing. It's your turn to do the shopping. And the sight of your aunt in tears can only mean one thing. It's about time you sent her a letter.